when you're working on targeted engagement initiatives, not everyone is always going to be happy about your work, right? And so even within the gathering place, I remember we had a large land that was acquired to build a park, and there were a lot of trees on the land. Not all of those trees were healthy. And so we had to naturally take some of those trees down. And there are a lot of people who are very passionate about trees. And so we were concerned that there were going to be protests, and we'd receive notes, you shouldn't be building a park if you're going to be taking down trees. And so as a communications partner, one of the things that we said is like, this is an opportunity to really identify like who are, there's a spectrum, right? When you think about your targeted engagement audience, there's going to be some who strongly oppose to some who strongly support your initiatives. But the reality is, this could be an audience that you could potentially turn into advocates. So right now they're really angry about what we're going to be doing, but these are park goers. Like, these are the ideal visitors to the park. So how do we make sure that we mitigate this before it becomes an issue? So we had recommended, let's create a tree infographic. Like, let's talk about, let's provide them and equip them with the data and the information about what's happening in the park. We created a tree infographic, and we named it a gathering place for trees. And so we wanted them to know, like, here's the information that we do have, because they didn't know. They didn't know that the trees, there was a large majority of the trees that were diseased, and that we were working proactively to treat those trees, and that the ones that were getting cut down were going to be repurposed and actually utilized as part of the construction and the project. And so we started to tell a story around the trees. And then we even gave them more information that they ever wanted to know about all the trees in the park. So we told them about the number of species that are going to be reflected in the park. We talked to them, we used the tree nursery that we were partnering with. We brought all of the spokespeople from our partners to talk about the trees that were going to be featured. And so when we released this, we took out an ad in the newspaper and we shared this infographic. Like, we open sourced the infographic, and the people that we thought were going to protest the park because of the way we were going to handle the trees ended up becoming some of our greatest advocates. And they ended up falling in love with this infographic that we released. But it was just like, how do you take something that could have potentially become a pitfall for the project and turn it into like this major opportunity for dialogue and potential opportunity to turn critics into advocates